So, you know how you be driving and the cops got somebody pulled over? So, I always slow down a little bit, you know what I mean, just to see, like, if I know that person, who it is. Not to make it a race thing, you know, but unfortunately, if it's a white person, I don't know you, I keep it moving. Now, if it's a black person and I see you, I'm going to slow down a little bit just so I can peep out the scenery. Make sure that, you know, black lives still matter. You know what I mean? And I hate to make it a race thing. It shouldn't be like that. But with the police brutality, you know, our own getting killed, you know, just the police, just period. Just, you know, attacking us. Just attacking us sometimes.
They just attacking us?
Sometimes.
They just attack us.
Sometimes. Okay. Sometimes they do.
They do. They
you know, do. Sometimes they do.
So that's why we got to look out.
Yeah, so you know, I got to make sure I got to look out for my peoples. I got to make sure my peoples is straight. You know, we got to stick together.
Yep.
You know, we got to stick together. You know what I'm saying? So that's why, unfortunately, you know what I mean? It shouldn't be like that. But the way the world is going right now is kind of crazy, and we got to stick together.
We do.
You know, so definitely. I just got to make sure my peoples be straight when they be pulled over. You know, I got to make sure there don't be no guns. They be hiding, you know, be tasers. They be really guns, child. They be trying to kill us dead.
Okay.
Yep.
But, you know, just look out for your people, you know. And not to make it a race thing. Don't get me wrong. All right? I love all colors. Don't get me wrong. I love all colors. It's just I got to make sure my people is straight first. They come first. Okay? They come first. My people come first. Then I got y'all. Okay?
Three bad. We perfectly designed crew, cause we the big three. Who run this mother? Who run this mother?
Get him, girl. Trick too hard, gotta stick too hard. He can put that man in jail. Up this way, pretty little toes. Sorry, now what's up, y'all? Hey, thanks for tuning in to another episode. Of the Get 'Em Girl Crew podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
This is your one and only Operations John. To the left of me, I got the Business John.
Business John. Why you saying like that?
Because I had to think about which one.
What
I had to think about which one.
I'm sick of you.
Sometimes. Right. And then to the right of me, I got my other John here, my social media John. What's up, ladies?
What up? Hey, what up?
How y'all feeling?
Y'all know how I'm feeling.
We got the baby in the bubble, y'all.
That's all right. She all got
heartburn.
Up. Like,
that's all I got.
She got a heartburn because she's pregnant. 2020, y'all.
What the?
Jump too hard. Got his dick too hard. You can put him out and dry him.
All this way.
I'm not pregnant. I'm not pregnant.
Nah.
I think this is the third episode in a row I had to say I'm not pregnant.
We're going to have her.
Is this our new thing? Like,
she got a heartburn. Stuff don't feel right.
Baby symptoms.
Right, though.
I'm not throwing up, though. So
I ain't throw up until I ain't had morning sickness or nothing.
So, I ain't just pregnant.
Because you pregnant.
It's all right. I'll be about, it's been a while.
2020. Watch out.
You coming with the baby.
Baby episode.
Psych.
Not this episode.
I said, what episode was that when I had snapped out? And I told that bitch she couldn't get flued up, man. Didn't I say that shit? I meant that shit.
That was what, 25?
It was 20, one of them episodes and I meant that 26. Shit. This bitch tripping and she come back this new season. Like, oh,
I'm going to get pregnant 2020.
I am not pregnant.
I'm going to have a baby. I'm going to have a baby.
And I'm getting flued up in. And whenever I'm flued up in.
I could get flued up and have a burger.
Get the fuck out my face, y'all. I'm not with the shit. She about to piss me off all over again. See, I made myself mad. I done made myself
First
mad.
First off, get mad at the Business John because she the one who brought it up.
Yeah, summer. You. Stop talking about that you. Shit.
Why am I the one that's pregnant? She is.
I'm not pregnant.
Drink my goddamn water.
Because she pregnant.
We got the drink.
Drink on deck.
I got heartburn. Shit, I can't drink. I hate y'all so much. In every way, shape, or form, I hate y'all.
I'm just saying, love you like, too. What's the deal? You know what I'm saying? But all is well. But my heart hurts a little bit because we just keep getting these reoccurring acts that's going on with these people, these parents, these adults leaving these babies in these cars, and it's crazy hot out there. Can y'all stop? You cannot tell me that you don't know that it's a 3-year-old in the back seat. You cannot tell me that you do not remember that is you have twin infants in your back seat. Like, this is crazy to me. This is mind-boggling to me. When my son was an infant, even still now, I make sure he getting out, he getting over there on my side. Like, even when he was smaller, I would roll my window down, go get him, then come back around and close up all my stuff. It's ridiculous. I really don't get it. Like, how can you forget that your child is with you?
I'm taking the other stance, because I can see why, like, people can. Because, I mean, it's just like you leave stuff in the car, like, anyway. So, if you think about it.
We're calling the baby stuff?
But, no, think about it. Like, especially when it's, like, a newborn, right? That happens a lot. Because people forget, like, they go into their routine before they had a baby. Mm-hmm. And, like, but, yeah, like, if you have a 2-year-old and it may have been something where it may have been out of their routine, like, they normally don't take the baby to the babysitter. And the baby's in the car and they just completely forget. So, I understand, but it's like, it has to be something. They come up with all this other shit for these cars. Why don't they come up with something where it's like, you can't lock the car, or you can't put the windows all the way up if it's something in the back seat or like something.
Yeah, I did hear about some type of mechanism that they are thinking. I know it's in rotation. I'm not sure if it's going to be in all vehicles or if it's something you could just purchase right now. Mm. But it's going to be something that's out there that says, have you checked your back seat? Have you checked this? It's going to be an automatic thing, like when your ignition is turned off.
With my car, right? So as soon as I put my pocketbook in my passenger seat, it legit like comes up like passenger airbag is not on. Why can't that be something for the back seat where it's like a sensor that you put in the back seat? And then sometimes the kids is on the floor. Like, so you think you're looking in the back seat and the kids is on the floor.
Why the fuck is the kids on the floor?
They might be playing. You know little kids play.
Getting out their seat.
Right, exactly.
This shit is...
But it gotta be something else.
That it seems like it just climbs. It seems like it just climbs and climbs. The number just climbs. It's ridiculous, man.
I don't even think the number climbs. I think that we have so much now where we get that access to so much more information that we find out about it more now than we used to.
Yeah.
I just feel like it's fucked up all the way, because, like, you got to think about it in the sense of, like, the now you've lost your child and it's all your fault.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, it's all your fault. It's no one else you can blame. There's nothing that you can say. There's no way that you can feel any better. So.
Yeah, because that's what I'm trying to figure out. I'm like, pause. Now we got to create something for motherfuckers, like, being irresponsible, leaving the kid in the car. Like, come on now.
But it's legit.
Give me a break. All right, I get what you're saying. Because my dumb ass, I did that before, too. Where I had this whole situation. I was at the Chinese store, ran in there. And Tamir locked the doors and shit. And then the cops had to come bust out the windows. So I get it. But, like, all right, now, at this point, it's more frequent. Like, come on.
But like I said, I don't know if it's more frequent. Like, I can't sit here and be like, it's more frequent. I just think that we have more access to more information that makes it look like
it is. Make it look like it's more.
And right. I'm just going off stuff by what the news is doing. You know what I'm saying? They're saying that something climbed from 2014 to now. You know what I mean? Certain percentage or whatever. Did it climb? Yeah, that's what they were saying. Because when they was talking about the two infants from that passed away in New York.
Yeah.
When the dad went to work.
And came out of work and realized the baby was in the car.
Forgot that the babies were in the vehicle.
Okay, I'm getting irritated.
Don't get irritated.
I mean, because now it comes to a point where it's like your mind, like you're focusing on work that bad, like that much. You're so focusing on trying to get to work and getting to work.
And they were new to work.
But that's the thing. Like, you forgetting
all about your damn kids in the car, like, because you're trying to get to work.
Like, but it's not, but, and see, that's why I said I'm playing as devil's advocate. You got to think of it this way. These are new babies.
Yeah.
That's not his normal routine.
Yeah. So with him, that's why I was like, you know.
And I mean, that shit was rough. Because they had him out there when they brought them babies out that car. That was rough. Yeah, that was rough. So you can't, like, and that's why I'm saying, like,
are charges being brought against?
I don't think charges are being brought against him.
No, I mean parents. Like, with these parents leaving these kids in these cars, like, is there charges being brought against
them? I don't think so. And the reason why is because it is legit an accident. Like, if you did some dumb shit, because I've seen it where, like, they've overdosed and they locked all in the car with the kids and all that ish. Like, yeah, they get charged for that. But it's got to be, it's like, do we charge the parents? Or do we see if there's something that we can come up with? Because, I mean, it's exhaustion that happens. To what extent? That's what I'm saying.
Like, to what extent? Like
after, if they already got that life sentence on them knowing that they killed their children.
After one, do you cut it off after that? Because now you know that you do have a child or children. And, you know, and you're out here and... Whether if you're just going to run in the store real quick or whatever, anything can happen between time and the meantime. But I mean, like,
why
you know,
the fuck are you leaving your kids?
It's levels to it, I'm sure.
With this world, the way the world is. Why? Somebody could hop in your goddamn car, do whatever.
But they legit forget.
Like, wasn't it just a situation where the chick had ran into the store right quick? Somebody done took her son or something, and it was like in North Carolina or something like that.
Yeah, the son was in the car.
And they, I don't know if they took the car, they stole the car or whatever, the whole baby in the car. Like, come on. Like, at this point, like, for real.
But we're not talking about that.
I get what you're saying. I get it completely. Like, you know,
like, that's a whole different situation.
You still left the kid in the car. What do you mean? You still left the kid in the car.
But leaving the kid in the car and someone's still in the car.
She got out. She left her kid in the car. Like, it started because she ran in the store to leave her kid in the car.
But you just had that situation also.
Right. But that was years ago. That was back in, like, 2003.
But it still happens. The same thought process you had when
you left. But now that I'm saying, like, in 2019 with new parents, with everything going on, what you see on the news, with everything going on in 2019.
But a lot of people don't watch the news.
But that's their dumb fault.
I don't think that's just their dumb fault. It just hurts my heart.
I feel for the kids. I feel for the parents.
You know, just not that far from us right now where we're at. You know, a little girl, 2 years old, lost her life because she was left in a van. And it was hot as hell today.
Right.
And they were at the train station. Now, were you getting out to go meet somebody at the train station? What were you doing?
Right. Right. What were you doing that she couldn't go?
At a train station. This wasn't at, like, a store.
Why you leave the car?
She may have forgot her being in a car.
You at a train station. You know what type of people is at the train station?
People who going to work.
Nah, it's all kinds of people.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
You don't know what their mindset is. Yeah. You don't know what you got them in the fucking car.
We don't know the situation around it. Yeah. So I can't sit up there and be like...
So this is where their mindset is fucked up at, because then this is where you should be coming and you'd be like, I'm not leaving my kid. I don't give a fuck.
Because this is the thing. I used to use Patco for work. Mm-hmm. So just thinking, if I'm a new parent and this is not my regular routine and I'm going back to work. Now, granted, this is not the situation here because this little girl was two.
She's two.
But it may have been a new job. You don't know the circumstances. So that's a fucked up situation, too. It's a fucked up situation regardless.
And it
it's
really wasn't.
Up.
And they said it wasn't even a long span of time. And that's what they were saying. Like, so I don't know if she was just going in there maybe to get her ticket, to get, you know, get a ticket for later, or if she was meeting somebody and coming right back. But in just a short amount of time, the little girl had expired. And they were talking about just the difference in temperature that outside versus inside. Inside, automatically within, like, they did a test within like 10 minutes, it was already saying that it was like 119 degrees in the car.
Right.
And outside, it was 90 some degrees. So just within that short amount of time, you know, whatever it was. But she came back out. It was just the fact that. That short amount of time, what was she doing?
Right.
Why did she have to get out to leave the child? Like I said, I don't know if she was getting ticket, if she was waiting for somebody.
Drug transaction.
I don't know.
It could be anything.
But just within that short amount of time. And I mean, of course, with an adult.
All right, so if it was that short amount of time, why you leave the car running with the fucking air on? Why you leave the windows down? This is my shit. This is what I'm saying. Yeah. You're leaving these kids in the car. There's no windows down. Even if you got the car on, you're not leaving the car on. You're not leaving the air on. You're not putting the windows down. What the fuck kind of shit is you on?
Yeah.
So you just shutting the car. You're leaving the kid in the car and you're shutting the car off. Like, come on. You're leaving them in the car. Know. You're shutting end up passing away. Like, all right, if you want to leave the kid in the car, leave it running. My dumb ass, I left it running.
Yeah.
Okay?
Like, I left it running.
His crazy ass went and locked the doors.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Damn nut. And he's sticking his finger up her fucking nose and shit. He's hitting the button, but hitting the wrong goddamn button. It's a mess. And that was young and dumb.
Yeah.
But, and like I said, we don't know these circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
But, no, we don't know what happened here. But now this young lady or gentleman, I don't know who it was.
It was the mom.
So now the mom has to go home without her child.
Mm-hmm. And that's a fucked up situation.
Mm-hmm. And you can't sit there and be like, someone else did something or a disease took my child. Yeah, you have to live with the fact that you doing whatever you did for that short amount of time took your child away.
Yep.
You gotta sit with that on your heart. And it's like, that's why I said, like, granted, the responsibility, I'm not acting like the responsibility isn't on the parents.
Oh, yeah, no.
Or whoever it is. Because it was the case in Florida where the daycare left the baby in the car.
I remember that one.
Left the baby in the van. In the van for the daycare.
Picking up the kids for the daycare.
Took all the kids out, left the baby in there. It was like a 6 month old.
Yeah, I was like, what?
And didn't realize that. So it's like,
how the fuck you ain't realize that a goddamn baby seat went in your car?
No, in the van.
Well, in the van. How you don't realize that?
Look.
So who's putting these kids? All right. Okay. Oh my God. So, who is putting the kids on a goddamn van?
And he was the one putting the kids in there.
So, you putting the kids on a van. You mean to tell me that you totally forgot that you had to carry a car seat? You had to carry this car seat. You totally forgot you had to carry. Stop fucking playing with me. And like, come on now. It's just certain shit.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like,
it's like certain shit.
Like, where does the line draw? Like, where does it go from, like... Yes, it's going to be someone who is, you know, held accountable, but it's like the responsibility is on the parents. But what can we do to make sure that this isn't something that keeps happening going forward?
Exactly.
Yeah, so now the car dealerships and car makers and everybody has
and
to
it's not their
out.
Responsibility to do it.
Exactly.
It's not their responsibility.
So it's like, all right, well, let's try to figure out something because we got, you know, the sensors in the passenger seat, granted. Like, cause you know, you got the seatbelt. I wish my car did that shit. When a passenger don't put their seatbelt on, mm-hmm. and you know, it doesn't click and shit. Mm-hmm. You have noise.
Mm-hmm.
You got that. So now it's like, all right, well, let's figure out for the back seat because parents keep leaving their kids in the back. So let's go ahead and figure out a back seat sensor so they can stop leaving their kids in the back seat.
Exactly. Cause I'm not, like I said, number one is on the parents. Oh, but yeah. You got to think about like, okay, shit happens. Let's have a backup. Because at the end of the day, you got to have a backup. Mm-hmm. Just in case. But I don't think that... I just feel like, yo, like, I would be sick to my stomach if I was to leave any of my nephews, my niece, my godkids, any of them, if I had left them in a car and it's like, I couldn't get them out.
It was a fucked up feeling.
And that's why it's like...
I was speeding trying to get the other spare key. So they followed me. I was like, where are you speeding? I'm like, my kid's locked in the car.
So it's like, that's what I'm saying. Like, she gonna have to live with that for the rest of her life.
Yeah,
I mean, crazy. Don't get me wrong. Because I know I'm sounding harsh as fuck.
Nah.
You know what I mean? But it is a fucked up situation. But now it's like, at this point, I don't know what they gonna do. But you need to just watch, like, take your kid inside with you. I don't give a fuck what you got going on. If you took your kid with you to go, if it's that important that you couldn't leave your kid or whatever the case and you had to take them, then take them in the store with you. Because if it wasn't that important where you had to go, then you should leave them home. You know what I'm saying? But if you gotta go out, then take them out with you. Take them out the car with you. And if you ain't gonna take them, at least roll the windows down or something.
Yes, it's that. But then you're looking at that. They'd be like, all right, that's one less thing that I gotta worry
about.
And that
has to be on you as a parent. Like, you as a new parent, like, exactly, you're a new parent. Most new parents, they go crazy over that first one. They ain't letting them out their sight. They don't even want you to kiss their kid. Like, don't even breathe on my goddamn kid, Charles. What?
Germs.
You know what I'm saying? Sanitize. Yeah. You got this whole bag with all the sanitizers.
Also, it could be exhaustion, germs. Too. Because, you know, parents be staying up late with the kids. Yeah. Like I said, you never know.
Yeah.
But it's fucked up.
I remember listening to
Can we change
the
subject? I'm old.
I'm so done to the news, and the young lady, she did say that. She was just like, I'm just so exhausted. She was like, you know, but she did turn around and remember her child was in the car, and she went back and, you know, got the child, whatever. But somebody was already there, like, on the phone with the cops, looking in her vehicle. And so she was like, I was so exhausted. Like,
thank God for nosy motherfuckers.
Yeah, right. True. For real. So I don't know. I don't remember if the baby was crying or whatever, or if they just seen the baby in the backseat. But
that's a whole mess.
It's crazy.
All right, but peep game.
What?
Joe Budden and Nicki Minaj had the motherfucking social media world on fire this week.
Yes, they did. And I did not tune in.
I didn't listen to it. I heard that Nicki sounded horrible, though. She was not believable in anything that she was saying.
I heard she had some key points. She was contradicting herself.
That's what I kept hearing. Yeah. Over and over again.
Yeah, me either.
And you know, I'm a fucking Nickian, and I didn't listen to it.
Yeah, how you a Barb and you ain't listen to it?
Because, okay.
What you about to make up?
Nothing.
Yeah.
Nah, but I ain't listen to it. But then I seen she was on Joe Budden podcast. I seen that she was going ape shit. Her and Joe Budden, I guess, got into a little heated thing on Monday on her Queen Radio.
Mm-hmm.
Got into a little heated thing then. Then she turned around, Tuesday and went on his show. Claimed to be what? In the top 10?
Top 10.
Of rappers.
Rappers.
Right. Male and female.
Male and female.
So basically we're saying in the top 10 of all time. Now again, I am a fucking Barb.
This don't sound good.
I know.
I'm a Barb and I don't agree with that shit. I don't even have a top 10. But she's not in my top 10.
I was going to say top 20.
I would say top 20. Okay. I would go with top 20.
I would give her top 20.
Right. I'll go with top 20. But top 10, I should have wrote down a list because I...
Yo, we should have
wrote down a list. I wasn't even thinking of that.
That's all right. We can do it later.
That's mm-hmm. cool.
We'll plug it.
Yeah. We'll get a list and we'll put down our top 20.
We should do each one of our top 20.
Right. We'll do a top 20.
We'll do each one of our top 20.
25.
Bitch, I said 20.
I ain't doing 25.
I'm not doing 25.
Why? I may do 15, shit.
Right, though. How many fucking rappers I know? Bitch, it might be
12. Our top. Just put it. It's a top
like
list.
Now or overall?
Overall.
It was overall, I believe.
Because Nicki think was saying she was the best
overall.
Overall.
Overall. Oh, okay.
Dead or alive, male, female.
Whoo, child.
Top five, dead or alive. Oh,
my bad. Did she do that?
Yes.
Yeah. So, yeah.
I mean, yeah. So, I mean, I didn't even want to listen to it because I literally watched 30 seconds of the video and she was annoying the shit out of me. And like,
don't be talking about it like that. Don't do that.
She was.
Ow.
She was annoying.
Don't do that.
So, I was like, I don't even want to listen. But
oh, my God.
Can I continue what I was going to say?
My bad.
So, I didn't even want to listen to it because I was just like, this is annoying me.
Mm-hmm.
Next.
Yeah, I didn't.
Sorry,
I had bad headaches.
And I love me some Nicki. I'm not a bar, but I love me some Nicki. And I was like, wait, too long, and I was just like, all right, got you, because you said you love her,
so you got it.
My attention span was over.
You got it.
It was over.
I ain't watch it because I had no intentions in watching it. Okay, listen, I ain't listen to it because I didn't want to listen to it. There you go, boom. That's why I ain't listen because I didn't want to. Okay,
but you a Barb though.
I ain't want to listen to it, but you know what I did listen to?
What?
That Welcome to the Party.
I don't know about all that. Did you get through the whole song?
I got through after Nicki was done, bitch. I was done.
Oh, so you ain't even get the whole song?
I heard the whole song. My kids like that dumbass song. It's dumb. Welcome to the party. I got Molly's and Zans. I don't know what the fuck you talking about, okay? I don't know what you're talking about. I know you're talking about some Molly's and Zans and something else, and I don't know.
Ooh,
and calling somebody, y'all. And you want to do something. Your
you
name
talking
is
about Molly's and Zannies child, again?
At something, child. He's a fucking...
Y'all ain't done with that?
Who doing that? Future? Is that Future be talking about drugs all the time? Yeah, one of them. I don't like him either. But, yeah.
Well, on to the next.
Right.
On to the next. 40.
So, you're talking about one situation that has you irritated. Fucking why everybody was going nuts about Nicki and Joe Budden this week. I was all wrapped up and in my feelings about Jeffrey Epstein or whatever the fuck you say his name. Okay?
Sheridan.
Oh, yeah. Social media John called the ninja Jeffrey Sheridan.
I was so serious.
Like, yeah.
I was Jeffrey Sheridan, and he was doing this, and they was like, who are you talking about?
I was like, I know who she talking about, but what
but
is
that's
he
not his name.
It's not his name. I was so sincere with it.
So sincere.
Nice and shit.
So, pretty much. But, that shit has me in an uproar ever since Saturday. It was
assassination.
Now, shit.
Listen, Linda. I think, you know, he was scared to death up in there. Okay.
No, he knew too much.
And he knew too much. But he was scared to death up in there. Too much. Because they was after that ass. Okay?
But here's the
Because
here's
that first situation that happened, and they had to put him in a different location. I said, okay.
What was the first situation? He got touched in the booty hole?
Well, they didn't say all of that.
So what happened?
he was having a breakdown. Like, he had a breakdown. And
oh, but you ain't have no breakdown when you was out here doing all this other shit with these
kids. You was out here trafficking.
You was out here doing that with these little young kids. Like, you thought that was cool. Mm-hmm. You thought that was cool. So you ain't have no breakdown then. So what the fuck you having a breakdown now? Because you caught up in the matrix. Because all your little fucking powerful friends couldn't hold you down, homie. They couldn't get you. Mm-hmm. They should have hung his ass by the penis. You know, even if it was assassination, you fucked it up. You did it wrong, okay? Should have did it by the motherfucking penis out this bitch.
Penis?
Yeah. Hung him by that.
Hang him by the penis?
Stretch that bitch and wrap it around his goddamn neck. Okay? Yeah, hung him by that. Yeah.
I don't think it would have went around his
neck. Well, they could have, the penis stretcher, find one. You know how the, what are they, Africans or something? You know how they stretch their necks with the joint? They would have stretched his dick with it.
It would have had to take a couple, several years to do all
they
that.
They could figure it out. I don't give a fuck what they did.
The first time he had to be relocated, he had to be put in a different spot.
I ain't on fire.
But so this time, you know, I just said they was like,
yes, you are.
They tired of his ass. Like, we, you know, we done for it. Because we see that you can't hold yourself. You can't hold your ground here. So guess what? We just got to get rid of you because you know too fucking much.
He was going to talk. He was going to talk because he gave him too much time.
Yeah, because now you all scary. When you had your little nasty ass penis and doing all this, making phone calls and doing all this trafficking, the shit was cool. You wasn't scared then. Then your ass get locked up and now you all fucking scared.
He wanted that dude ranch.
Nasty ass.
The Jerry ranch.
Right.
The Jerry ranch.
Yeah. That's what we going to call. We going to call it the Jerry ranch.
It's Jeffrey?
No, the Jerry. We going to call it the Jerry ranch.
The Jerry ranch.
Here's the thing is that, you know, this is why I think this is an assassination. Because he knew, he wasn't the only one doing that shit. Yeah. And he knew politicians. He knew, and not just like regular politicians. He knew presidents. Including our president that we have in here right now. So he knew high profile, right? High profile celebrities. Mm-hmm. So he could have taken mad people down.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Mad people in high places with him for this whole sex trafficking thing.
You know what? He really ain't even dead. You know that, right? They don't whisk his ass the way off to a fucking nomad. No man land, little island or whatever. He's sitting on the fucking beach with his fucking legs crossed.
It's fucking annoying.
It's sad. Like,
I say it's the fucking annoying. I was irritated ever since I found out. Like, you pussy ass bitch. Why you ain't sit up here? Like, you bitch ass nigga. I was so fucking mad Saturday when they come. Like, oh, he committed suicide. The fuck? He was found dead. Found dead? Where nigga? He
was
in jail.
Like, they killed that nigga.
I said, oh, you got to be shitting me.
He did not commit suicide.
I said, you a bitch ass nigga. You want to sit up here and motherfucking.
You got the guards. You got the guards that's
And now
to be
the guards is on. They on fucking administrative leave or some shit. Get the fuck out of here, dog. They supposed to be watching. They supposed to be watching you. But it was cool. But you was sitting up here taking these kids and shit from their people. Get the fuck out of here. Fuck him. Okay? Fuck him. Like I said, they should have hung that motherfucker by his goddamn penis. Like I said, I don't give a fuck how they figured that shit out. Or you could have just cut the shit off and stuffed it down his goddamn nose. I don't give a fuck what you did. Okay?
Columbia necktie. Like, you know what it's called? No, that's the tongue.
I'm pissed. Like, you bitch ass nigga, you gonna sit up here and just end your whole life and you should have ate that shit. You should have ate it. You sat up here and did all that shit and fucked up all them kids. And you fucked up all them women's and kids' life like that. That was cool.
These men with these power, just this money and shit, they all powerful, you know, and they all on this goofy shit.
That's and that's where, you know,
things I am on fire.
That's where things get all, you know, messed up and crossed and shit like that, because, you know, you have this person that's put on this pedestal that has all this power and all these range and stuff like that, that can do whatever the fuck that he or she wants to do. But yet, that motherfucker can't endure nobody pinching him. They can't endure nobody doing nothing to him. They not strong as, they're not as strong as it's portrayed, you know? Right. So, it's like, knew he was weak as shit. He was weak as shit. He just got
knew he was weak because he was out here doing this shit with these, this sex trafficking. Yeah. That's how you know he was weak.
You weak as hell.
And then you gonna sit up here and do this nut shit. Oh my God, I can't take it, Susan. I'm about to get beat the fuck up. They're gonna do my booty hole, Susan. Oh my God, get me out of here. Fuck you. You should have took that shit. Okay? You ain't had no problem with them goddamn these women and these kids.
Okay, all right.
You
didn't said it.
I know, because I said because, this is ridiculous. You gonna sit up here and then all of a sudden he hangs himself. Fuck out of here. Y'all killed this goddamn man. Go on, cause y'all ain't wanna go the fuck down. Why? Cause number 45, you would be in trouble.
We already knew. If you didn't know, you should have already known.
He's the same one that says grab him by the pussy. You don't do shit. Mm-hmm. Don't nobody say nothing.
And he gets elected and president.
Oh, cause, right. Yeah. Guess what? It's another billionaire that's on the Democrat side, I wanna say, who got all this bread over in Cali, I think. And he's running for president. I said another Democrat. The number 45 ain't no fucking Democrat. Right. But I know I mean to say another. Another billionaire. Put it that way. That's running in Cali. I mean, he's not running in Cali, but he's running for president from Cali.
Hmm.
So interesting, right? Because it just goes to show you got all this fucking money.
Hold for president.
Hold
for president.
Hola, Jovito. Hola, Jovito. Ooh, Hov. Shout out to Hov.
Right, Rock Nation.
Ah, NFL, baby.
Good luck.
Yeah.
So let's talk about that, because I just heard a snippet of what's going
on. Let's talk about that.
So can we talk about that real quick? Like, what's going on with Jay-Z in the NFL?
He is now, what is it? It's about the music.
Yeah, Rock Nation.
I forgot how they put
it. They are now in a long term, in a long term contract with the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be doing all of the entertainment.
Right.
They're going to be in control of all the entertainment, all of the different perks and things of that sort. And it's some other stuff too. But so they have all total control over that. And so, you know, with Kaepernick coming down off his, you know, now he's open and hopefully, no, Eagles, y'all can go ahead and grab him if you want to.
They've been talking about it.
Eagles, go ahead and grab him if you want to.
And I think they should. I think that would be a really good look.
So, you know, with that whole kneeling situation, I know it was some controversy there as well. But, because they're taking it like, oh, Hov is a sellout and blah, 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 blah. Like,
right.
How is he going to, you know, be joining forces with the NFL when they were trying to kick down, you know, Kaepernick and that whole ordeal. But it's a business move. It's a smart move too.
Here she at go. That.
He got total started. Control. Rock Nation has total control.
She trying not to say anything.
What? These fucking bandwagon motherfuckers, y'all. What the fuck? Now y'all gonna come back over and join with the NFL? Get the fuck. This is why you broke motherfuckers is broke and y'all fucking follow. You're the followers. Be a fucking leader. What the fuck is you talking about? Who... All y'all mad at this shit? Y'all dumb as hell. Fuck y'all. Y'all dumb as shit.
Yeah.
Well, this is the biggest power move. I don't give a fuck. It was a power move. We already know about it. We already know. Half of these people out here standing and saying all this shit, they don't even know why Kaepernick was kneeling. Half of them don't even know.
And half of the ones that were upset about him kneeling don't even know. Don't
why. Exactly. Exactly my point.
They still don't even know.
But then you want to come at Hov like, oh, you did this. Like, shut up. Shut your broke ass up.
Here's the thing that I think a lot of people need to realize is that, like, it's a lot of people who was riding that wave that wasn't riding that wave.
Mm-hmm,
they were saying they were riding the wave, but they were very much still, like, either watching, paying attention to scores. They were very much in it. You were still in it. So, I mean, you can't be mad at Hov for making that decision. And then on top of that, from what I've heard, Colin has a few deals on the table right now. He has a few people looking at him. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people was like, Colin is not, you know, he's not starving. So, you know, you got to think of it like, I feel as though, like, yes, you should stand up for what you believe in. If that's what you believe, stand up for it.
Right.
But don't act like you're so upset with Jay-Z making the moves that he's making when you also got people around you who aren't, you know, staying in with you on that bandwagon. Mm-hmm. They're not doing it. So we definitely got to make sure that, you know, if we're holding Hov to a certain standard, we need to be holding ourselves to that standard also.
To say, you gotta hold yourself.
We gotta hold ourselves. If you are sitting there and you're so upset with Hov about making this deal with Roc Nation, then guess what? What are you doing? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, that's all it is.
Yeah, it's definitely.
I mean, with the NFL, he
even got control with the Super Bowl.
Yeah, he got. Wow,
bitch, I'm hyped as shit.
Entertainment. It's all entertainment.
Yeah, it's everything entertainment.
Oh, I'm hyped as shit. I can't wait. All the ads and everything.
With that, you got to think. There's Hov always got something else that's put in there. Especially with what's going on right now with the NFL, there's always something extra that he puts in there. Beyonce does the same thing. And people don't realize
that. Where you think she get it from?
No. So, a lot of people don't realize Oprah would not interview rappers. She would not. Mm-hmm. Beyonce, she wanted to interview Beyonce so bad. Beyonce said, you will not interview me until you interview Jay-Z. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, again, I mean,
they learn from each other.
Yeah, but certain shit, she got from him.
They learn from each other. That's why they are the couple they are. Yeah. Right. That's why they goals. Because they learn from each other. They learn and they grow with each other.
Yeah, it's so, power moves, definitely.
It's power moves. It's always something. So,
you all you motherfuckers coming at them like, shut up. Just shut up. Because you still watch the damn games. You probably still go to a game. And if you don't watch the game, you still be watching ESPN and keeping up with the shit. Regardless, because they still talk about
Center,
it.
Still
like, you still be doing that shit. So, right. Like, nobody wants to hear that, oh, because, guess what? He probably got capped in a fucking contract some goddamn where. Something. Mind your business.
Right.
That's probably what the secret is. Because they took a minute to even say exactly what his whole thing was, right? Didn't they come out?
For what?
With the NFL? Like, it didn't exactly come out what his involvement was with the NFL. Like, didn't they say, like, he had the contract?
Oh, yeah. It was just
He signed the contract, but they didn't exactly say what this contract was about. And then it finally came out.
Mm-hmm. But,
so shut the fuck up, okay?
To get into the topic of the night.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Like, it's dumb shit.
So, it's drafting season, everybody.
Ah! Who getting drafted?
Who's single and mingling and drafting?
That's the question.
Well, we know it ain't the damn operations, John.
Yeah, she already in the championship. She already got that. She already got it.
And social media, John, she pregnant. So, she out of commission.
All hail King Caesar.
Y'all think y'all so funny.
But I don't even know where that came from.
What's wrong with her?
I don't know, but
what's wrong with both of y'all?
I'm on fire tonight,
both
baby.
Both of them.
I'm on fire tonight, baby. So let's talk about this cuffing, drafting.
Drafting.
Because ain't nobody cuffing your mom.
We drafting, getting ready for cuffing season.
Yeah, we drafting.
Because it's hot right now, but it's going to get cold real soon. So.
Well, the way the winter's been going, it's been kind of warm.
It has been one, but I mean, we still got to cuff them up now. We still got to start that process now of drafting. So, I'm going to ask you ladies, right? What, I mean, Operation Sean, you can't draft
me. I got to speak hypothetically.
Yeah, you got to speak the hypotheticals.
I said hypothetically.
Yeah,
no.
Whatever.
Right.
That. My new word, bitch.
Whatever.
All right, I just added extra syllables.
Yeah, that.
Pretty much.
Okay.
So, what would your draft look like? Operation John.
Don't ask me that first.
Well,
Business John.
Business John, since you the other single one.
Right, though.
You was next to me, so I'm saying.
I'm always next to you, bitch.
Oh, boy. Ew.
ill.
My shit looking drafty as hell. Ain't nothing going through that bitch.
It's
a draft.
It's just wind blowing. It's blowing through the wind. Drafty.
Tumbleweed. Tumbleweed and everything.
Damn.
Okay. Well, what? Old paper bag. She get
on my nerves, yo.
Sand.
Having them damn. Okay.
Okay.
All the leaves falling from the trees.
What would you look for someone who you would put in a draft right now? What would you want from that person?
I don't know. It depends. Because, you know, I'm trifling. So, I take a little bit from everywhere. What? I know I'm trifling as hell. So
okay, trifling.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. Long as he ain't married.
She just said married. What if you got a girlfriend?
We said married.
She said what she said. Okay. Well,
like, bitch, if you got a girl, that means you still in drafting.
You ain't married.
You ain't married.
You ain't married. If you just got a girl, you ain't married.
Yeah,
that is facts. That is
even
facts.
If you are engaged,
that is factual.
I'm not fooling with you. You engaged to marry, fooling with you. Girlfriends, depending on how long y'all been together,
shit, that don't matter.
But that, I about to say that still doesn't matter. So I'm just saying.
We trifling.
That damn girlfriend title don't hold up worth a damn.
Plus, you know, I'm sorry. You're
the one that's the girlfriend in the three of us. What are you talking about?
Because she just trifling. She get on my nerves. I don't know why.
Anyway.
I don't even know
why. We should have excluded you out of this portion of the...
Oh, yeah. I can leave, Bill.
Nope.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. You can't. But yeah, that's... Mine's just going to be like that, you know, as long as you're not married, long as he's not married or engaged, then, you know.
But
kind of with, brown, purple, yellow, Asian, persuasion. Look, I don't care.
Look, you talking about some not married. Listen, you need a fucking car. You need to have a job. And you can have a couple kids, okay? But you need to have them shits on the rack. Because, look, I can't be doing certain kid shit, okay? Not until I have grandkids. And then I just told my kids today, don't bring me no grandkids. I don't even want them. I'm be like, this little fucker, look
we
at this.
We already
shit.
Know, because you going to be smoking weed all in their face. You already know. You said that last season.
Yeah, I did. You bring you it did. Over here, my grandbaby going to get high as fuck. Okay? Yeah. High as shit, but it's G-Mom. I'm telling you. Like, G-Mom crazy, y'all.
Yo, she crazy.
Nigga, you got to have a job. I need
so
you to
this
have
is your
a
hypothetical.
Yeah, draft. This is my hypothetical draft, because it's 2020. Fuck 2019. Well, it's 2020.
Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't say nothing.
I don't got time. Nobody has time for these games with these ninjas these days. See, you know what I'm saying? So
I don't know what lit this fire under your ass this episode, but we putting this shit out next time. We are not doing this next episode. We are not.
But no, that Jeffrey Epstein, bitch.
You've been on fire since we started. Don't right. blame it on Jeffrey.
Yeah, yeah, but about it's, him, babe.
Jerry, it's a Saturday.
Jerry's ranch ain't got nothing to do with week. How you've been on fire.
It's been a week. I've been Jerry's on fire ranch. All week. I've been on fire all week.
Well, move your fire ass on. Come right. on, Chad.
Look, you got a job. You got a motherfucking core. You got a couple kids. But you better have them shits together and have your dumbass baby moms under control too, okay? Now, if you're still dicking down your baby moms, don't come this motherfucking way. God damn it to hell. You know what I'm saying? This is for you hoes, really. Because I'll kill them. I'll kill them dead. Don't come over here with that drama
Why
shit.
Why you rubbing on me talking about you want to kill somebody dead?
I'm talking about the ninjas. The ninjas.
But still.
But I mean.
And I'm not you rubbing on me. Why you plotting?
But I'm not plotting. I'm just saying. Like, these ninjas better come correct to my single friends. Okay?
Okay.
Or it's going to be some trouble. All right? That's all I'm saying.
Trouble.
Yeah.
All right, social media, John. What about you?
Job and a core and a couple kids.
Job and a core and a couple kids.
So, you got to have... You got to have...
Heavy on the sleeve.
It's the intimidating one.
You gotta have
that stimulus package. Yo, stop playing.
Ow! Bitch!
Stop playing.
You gotta have a car. You gotta have a job. You gotta have goals. Multiple.
What is
that? You gotta have a home. You gotta have a home.
With a Z.
Goals from A to Z.
And you, and like, it's your home. You know, and
I would prefer you not have kids, but if you got kids, you like she said, you got to have your baby mama. Have
her own, so.
I know, right? She so bringing I'm in the baby. She bringing the baby. How you going to be like, I don't want you to have no kids.
Oh, no, you can't have no kids. You're going to take care of my 2020. Nigga, my 2020 here.
I'm not.
King it. Caesar.
We naming him King Caesar. We're not.
No kids over here are going to be named King Caesar.
And this bitch probably
going to have a fucking girl. Stop laughing at her, yo.
This bitch probably going to have a fucking girl. I'm going to be pissed off, dog. If she have a fucking girl, I'm going to be so mad. So I'm not even coming to the hospital.
Back to what I was saying about what I was.
Damn.
I ain't think about
don't
her.
Even fucking tell me it's a girl. You better hide it from me.
I ain't telling you.
Wait till we had that gender reveal. I'ma walk smooth out. If that shit come out pink. You ain't gonna see me for the rest of my life.
She been having me crying all day.
With this imaginary fucking child. That's not even nowhere near.
It's bacon.
It is not bacon. Hate y'all,
yeah.
Fucking hate y'all so
bacon
much.
Ass belly, easy bake oven.
Ooh, I hate
bake
them so.
Bake me cake in my easy bake.
Yo, okay. I'm done.
My bad. We love you, Jackiana.
So he gotta have his spot. No kids.
Oh, cool.
Goals in the court.
With a Z.
Z.
Goals with a Z.
He wants to be successful, okay? And not being the manager at McDonald's. Not saying that's nothing wrong. They get paid pretty
man,
okay.
Man, fuck those managers at McDonald's. I don't even know why you brought that up.
I'm just saying.
No. That's I'm not just, what we're going into. We're not we're doing not. That right
fuck
now.
Fuck them. No manager at McDonald's, y'all. Oh, they yeah, gotta wear a Tom Ford.
I forgot about that. But yeah, so go ahead.
We have to wear Tom Ford suits.
So, what I was saying is that if you have children, you gotta have the baby mama shit under control. Cause I ain't doing it. Cause I've been whooped everybody's ass.
Everybody going down.
The baby's ass getting whooped. Your ass getting whooped.
Damn.
And her around. Ass getting whooped. Everybody ass getting whooped, y'all.
That's on my mama.
On my mama.
I'm not
saying. So,
damn,
I ain't got time for
Danny.
It. I told y'all I'm tired. Let everybody ass get. I will round y'all up and whoop everybody ass. I do not got time for this.
She can't get chipped in a roundhouse your ass.
I don't got time for that shit.
What?
I mean, one, two,
that
three.
That bitch gonna roundhouse their ass.
So how many
bitch.
You gonna have when you draft?
I would like to have a good team of six.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot to handle. That just gave me a headache.
But well, now, I don't I'm mean they going because they
that's
just
my
want
number
a draft.
Ooh. Yeah, that's
they
my
just
number.
Want a draft. They're not getting nothing more than the draft. That's
I'm good
to,
with that.
That's to see if they
so
move
how
into
do you
the
figure,
next
okay.
step.
Because obviously,
because
my
listen,
know.
Nah, because
how
six
you
is good.
Out?
Six is good.
Who
because
gets picked for the draft?
Because listen,
you get busted.
Two of them motherfuckers off top
going automatically be.
They gonna kick themselves behind.
They going automatically. They gonna send a dick pic.
So we got
pic.
Six. They two gonna, of them motherfuckers is gonna leave.
They gonna send a dick pic. And one gonna send like, a dick pic. The other one got a wife. So boom. We
nah,
down to four.
Nah, the other one gonna ask you to come pick them up for your date.
That's what it is.
Or bitch, you get there and be like, you paying? Bitch, get out of my goddamn face. See, didn't yeah. I say this before we went out anywhere that you had to pay, bitch?
Exactly.
Didn't I say that shit?
I did so not go Dutch. No.
You gonna rock and roll sir. With four
like,
of them
yeah, I'm
for
gonna pay
a
for my food, pussy.
If you gonna rock and roll with four of them for a little while.
Right.
Then one of them gonna fall off. Something gonna happen. Ain't gonna be
my baby mom got out of jail. She trying to come back home.
Nah, you know what? That's not even gonna happen. He not gonna return no phone calls.
He gonna
not gonna hit you up.
Baby mom back.
He gonna start ghosting.
But he ain't gonna tell you that. He just gonna deuce out.
Yeah, he just gonna ghost you. You know what I'm saying? Phone gonna be turned off kind of shit. You know what I mean?
He done changed his whole number.
So now we're at three.
Then we down to three. You know what I mean? The dynasty, you know what I'm saying? But I'm just saying.
hold up.
And then you rocking out with them for a little bit. And then you're going to get tired of one.
Somebody one of them is going to annoy the
yeah,
shit
yeah, one
out
of them is
going to
annoy
gonna
you.
The one that's annoying, but he pay for shit.
Yeah.
So you keep him around because you're like, maybe he'll yeah. stop being annoying when I'm around him more. But
this
nah.
is why I'm not good.
Yeah, it's going to be something that you keep one around for something. Mm. You see the potential, but you're like...
You're annoying as fuck.
Yeah, like... So you're going to come to your senses and be like, you know what? This is really not going to probably work.
Right.
probably not gonna work. And or he's number four or number three, he's gonna be the fuck boy.
Probably. So now we down to two.
So now two.
So this is now scouting that we're doing. We're officially scouting. We're down to the last two. It's going down. Who am I about to pick?
And you're just going through everything. Going through
it all. Because they both got the same shit.
Yes.
So it's
you
like,
have the great potential.
Oh.
You see, make it last forever. Just for the season, though. Just for the season.
So they can make it to the championship. Yeah, mm-hmm.
Championship playoffs. Oh.
Playoffs. Championship.
Oh, stop.
Woo, we took it way back with that shit.
Y'all don't even want to know. But, don't even want to know. So, yeah, you're going to be down to these two. And then it's going to be a toss-up between the two.
Now, who's going to win? Scouting. They're still in the scouting season. And then what was next? What was after scouting? Go ahead, look that up. Operation John.
Yeah, I don't even remember. That sucks. I don't remember, but even after, so while you're scouting, of course, you know, you're still kind of tossing up between the two, and you like so something, you don't like something.
We're drafting. So tryouts is, now it's getting real. Mm-hmm. Now I'm about to show you how I look when I got my bonnet and my sleep mask on.
Yeah. Bitch, you getting that from the door. Listen, okay? I don't be playing these types.
See, this is why I'm not. I'm all bougie and shit. Like, see, I'm not going to show you that up
and
front.
And see me, I don't give a fuck. You going to have to love all this all at one time. Because you're going to get all different types of me. You're going to get the ganja bonnet. You're going to get the psycho bitch. You're going to get the chill bitch. You're going to get the relaxed bitch.
But they going to see that.
You're going to get the lovable bitch.
But you can't give them everything all at once.
You're getting it all at once. You like it or love it, you leave it the fuck alone. Okay? I don't give a fuck.
Because we're not going to be sleeping together anyway for a while. So right. It's like, they're not going to see me in my bonnet and my sleep mask for a minute.
Well, bitch, come to the crib. Come at a time where I'm at my goddamn house and I'm chilling. So you then, think you're going to pull up, okay? Yeah, I done got my ganja bonnet on. I got my ganja pants on. Probably got my ganja shirt on. I'm
so then it's
smoking
preseason.
Ganja.
So preseason is you going to see me in my granny panties.
Ooh.
Granny that's preseason. That's what's going to let you know.
That's
nah. Granny panties.
That's what's going to let you know. Is you in this or not?
Because
if you
want to grab these big old panties.
Think, okay. If you think take I'm cute off. In my granny panties.
Helicopter on your ass. I'm a helicopter these granny panties.
If you think I'm cute in my granny panties, it's official. Now we're cuffed.
Oh, I love you. Because you love my granny panties.
Right.
Now, that don't come until after the cuffing, though. The I love you.
No, I was just being
don't
an
tell
asshole.
Me that you love me.
Yeah, don't do that.
That's not... Yes. I'm tell saying. Me that you love me, but it got to be a nice amount of time before you tell me you love me. It can't just be the first
don't say after
first
the
time
pussy
I meet
that you.
You
love a bitch.
Listen,
right, because you just love the pussy. You don't love me.
Yeah, if I just want you for the season, listen, I don't want you doing too much. Don't get too close. Stop. Like, don't be doing all that extra shit. I don't got time for that. Like, we here for a reason. Keep each other company. We for a good time. Entertainment. We date. We go out, have a good time, concerts. We can enjoy each other in each other's presence without, you know, kicking somebody to the curb, mm-hmm. you know. I could bring you around my friends, you know, if my friend have a little dinner party or something. That shit ain't gonna happen. But
you ain't coming around me.
Exactly. That's why I said shit's not gonna happen. I don't know who the fuck I'm talking about.
This bitch. He can come around that one.
I'm the ignorant one. I know. But no, but I was still.
But if they can make it, that's part of the. Yeah. That's part of everything. If they can make it past you, then they can really get cut.
Yeah, they can. If they can make it past a couple people, you know. Yeah, but I have to because that's a test.
Right.
Like, where the fuck you from?
Right.
Why you got on them white socks?
Oh, you in these white socks?
Why the fuck you got on regular boxes? Like, what the fuck? Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of guys not gonna make it because.
And that one is going to make it to cuffing season. That one is going to make it. So, that one, you know, I know where my one is at. He's actually playing for the Eagles right now. Well, he's not playing right now. He's injured. That's my husband. I mean, I'm claiming it.
I don't know.
In the name of Jesus.
My mother has always told me that I was going to be with a white man, so.
I can see it.
I'm with it. I'm with the shit.
I like it.
Italiano. Taylor. What up, Taylor? How are you?
Italiano.
What's up, John? Taylor. What's up, David? Daniel. Back at it again with the white buns.
Daniel, don't come around with them white buns, Daniel, son.
Chris, you know, let me stop with all the basic ass names.
Right. No, it's a white dude at my job named Dante. So, like,
see, I can't trust his ass.
Maybe Dante.
I couldn't even trust him.
Nope. It may be Tyrone and he.
Yeah, Terrell. Terrell? What are you doing? I couldn't even trust him. Nah, I'd be like, see, your mother ain't loyal.
I mean, I think that we got a good, you know, understanding of what it means for the drafting and the tryouts and scouting and everything that's happening right now.
Just to get them, girl crew, you know.
It is that season. Tis the season.
Yeah, tis the season.
To start that scouting.
Tis the season to get your motherfucking life. Okay.
Get your
coins in check. Get your socks in check. And get your drawers in check. Okay? And get your baby mamas in check.
That too. But listen.
What?
Get them gray sweatpants in check.
Yeah.
That's what I need y'all to do. Mm.
Told you. I'll sketch you in a gray sweatpants. What up, though? Shipping you off to the wolves.
What is
wait, because my dude was talking about that the other day. Because he came down to grit and the sweats. And I was like, are you showing the fuck up?
Right. You showing
up. So off. I was like. So we're talking about tights, and I was like, yeah, I was like, them gray sweatpants about to pop off. He was like, what? I said, look, now you like the chicks out there with the leggings and the tights, and they be having their old pussy printing showing and shit. Got them all fucking thick ass asses, because you know I'm a little skinny joint. So, you know, I know you be looking, because I be looking, because I be like, yo, look at that bitch.
She looks at my ass all the time. Me and
I feels it.
All the time.
I am a toucher. Okay.
She is. She cannot keep her hands to herself.
And what? It's with consent. Sometimes. It's
not with consent. Anytime.
I fucking touch.
Sometimes,
okay?
You know.
I don't touch
it's
nobody.
Few and far between when it's with consent.
So yeah, get them gray sweatpants pop.
Get some new ones. Get some,
get some new ones.
Get some true religion.
Get some new ones.
Ooh, some polo. Ooh.
Ain't you? You is
okay.
Buddha.
Just because
that's why I'm gonna have him go.
Just because your man look good in all them brands, don't mean everybody can afford that. All right,
don't be putting.
I'm just saying.
All right, damn.
Just don't be going. But listen,
go to Walmart and get them.
Wait, that's what I was just about to say.
You gotta pay attention to the ones at Walmart because you know some of them got the elastic at the bottom and then some of them don't.
No fake ass joggers.
Matt shouldn't wear
joggers.
I'm gonna need for y'all to pay attention to that.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, don't wow.
I need y'all to pay attention to that, but please just wear something appropriate.
Show almost over. Drink almost over.
All I'm
just
saying,
like, it's a good time. It's always a good time when you with the get 'em girls.
Always.
Okay. Right. But so Operations June.
What's up?
What you got for us, baby?
I don't got shit.
End of the episode. What you got for us?
End of the episode,
everybody.
Those with kids, with younger ones, take them with you inside the stores. Don't leave them in a car. Like, for real.
She's learned.
Like, word up. Like, take your kids with you. Go in there. Because, like, if you have a bitch like me going ape shit at you because you don't let your kids in the car. And I'm the same bitch that left a kid in the car. You think I ain't cuss myself out? I went off on my goddamn self, okay? Yeah, I cussed myself out.
It ain't happen again, though. So, you know.
At all. Happened one time. That was it. Now these little fuckers get out and they little miniature adults now, okay? And I still made them get out the car today. Get out my car. Now. Bitch, y'all take off or something. Get out my goddamn car, okay? Yeah.
I'm just saying. I'm stealing. You know, I like to steal.
What you stealing?
I'm stealing.
Safe
sex is the best sex.
That's why you fucked it up.
It don't that even is matter.
That is.
It don't even
That's
matter.
That's why you messed it up. As long as you
got fucking stimulus package.
Mm. Which means you need
a motherfucking gold medal. Okay? Mm. I need you to have a gold medal.
I need you to be a statue.
If you ain't got a gold medal,
whew.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
I have a gold medal.
Gold medal.
Plenty of them. You need more than one.
Yeah, more than one.
And one gold medal. Damn.
Social media, Joy. What about you?
So, just, you know, Brandon Brooks is my husband.
put that in there.
Bye.
No, bitch, it don't work when you do it.
Hey. I should have clicked that motherfucking button.
It don't work.
Don't be like that.
Brandon Brooks. So, I mean,
just put that in all in the universe.
Tag them.
Tag them. Let them know.
Now, she motherfucking girl.
I'm scouting right now.
If his motherfucking girl...
She ain't got shit on me. Let me tell you.
She don't. But bitch, if she hit our motherfucking shit, now it's going to be a whole motherfucking problem.
No, but y'all ain't married, though.
Right.
But you bitches don't care. They get retarded over the dick. Don't you see the bitch I just told you how the bitch in Woodbury, she was on a booty call, child. Got mad because the ninja fell asleep. She burnt his house on fire. She set his spouse on fire. All because he fell asleep and she wanted the dick. Child, see what I'm saying? Bitches is crazy over the dick. You better stop playing around with these hoes.
Anyway.
Stop doing that to the ladies, guys. Just
so,
stop.
Like, I said what I said.
Because I'm going to dick them down. Let me be a dude.
We already know.
All right. So,
guys, it's the business, John.
Operations John.
And it's the
social media John.
We are the Get 'Em Girl Cool Podcast. And we are out.
Bye.
This is the business John. You can find me. IG, Simply Bella. Facebook, Whitney White. What about you, Operations John?
You can find me on Instagram at Miss MS underscore Brown. 3Y3Z, and then on Facebook, Sharonda Brown Eyes Spence.
All right, and you can find me social media, John, on IG with J underscore Dominique H, and on Facebook, Jamila Pumpkin Hodge, and then for the Get 'Em Girl Crew.
Get 'Em Girl Crew.
You can find us on IG, Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, YouTube, every place at GEGCREW. That's GEG Crew. And that is your Get 'Em Girls.
Hey.